Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. AWS announced at its reInvent conference support for the Mac Mini to its cloud. The EC2 Mac instances are now generally available and mainly for developers who want cloud-based build and testing environments for their Mac and iOS apps. The hardware doesn't support the M1 Mac Minis yet, only Intel's i7 machines with 6 physical and 12 logical cores and 32 gigs of memory. But the AWS team tells TechCrunch that M1 support will happen within the first half of 2021. AWS also announced AWS Trainium, its next-gen custom chip that trains machine learning models. AWS says that Trainium has higher performance than any of its competitors in the cloud, with support for TensorFlow, PyTorch, and MXNet, available as EC2 instances and inside Amazon's machine learning platform, SageMaker. At Qualcomm's Virtual Tech Summit event, the company announced its Snapdragon 888 chip will start shipping in 5G devices in the first quarter of 2021. Qualcomm integrated its 5G modem on the same chip as the application processor, AI, and other features, which may help battery life, lower costs, and allow for thinner phones. Facebook confirmed it intends to acquire the omni-channel customer relations startup Customer with a K. The company provides businesses an aggregated view of where customer conversations are taking place across email, chatbots, websites, and mobile apps. TechCrunch's sources say that the deal is worth $1 billion. There are currently 175 million business users on Facebook. The Libra cryptocurrency will be renamed to Diem, in an effort to show organizational independence from Facebook as it works toward regulatory approvals for launch. The Libra Association, which runs the project, will now be known as the Diem Association, and its currency will reportedly be called the Diem Dollar. The Financial Times reports the cryptocurrency could launch as a single coin backed by the dollar as early as January 2021. Analysts at Gartner saw smartphone shipments continuing to bounce back to pre-pandemic levels in Q3, even as the market share of individual companies continues to shift. Samsung and Huawei remained at number one and number two globally. But while Samsung saw modest 2% growth on the year to 80.8 million units, Huawei saw shipments fall 21.3% to 51.8 million units. Xiaomi also overtook Apple for number three, growing shipments 34.9% to 44.4 million, while Apple saw shipments decline slightly, ever so slightly, 0.6%. The Guardian reports Facebook will pay mainstream UK news outlets millions of pounds per year to license their articles, with most British newspaper groups signing up to the program. The articles will appear in a dedicated news section on Facebook due to launch in January. Alphabet's DeepMind subsidiary AlphaFold can now better predict the structure of proteins. Crowdsourced projects like Folding at Home have up to now been used to provide the equivalent of massive computer resources, but AlphaFold has made the process more efficient, needing fewer resources, by training an attention-based neural network to predict folding protein structure, continually refining its predictions based on history. AlphaFold was able to identify protein structure within a matter of days, with accuracy to within the width of an atom. Correct identification of protein structure can help in understanding disease transmission, how allergies work, breaking down toxic waste, and more. Finally, Reddit announced it averaged 52 million daily active users in October, which is up 44% from the same month a year earlier. This is also the first time the company has disclosed this particular metric. COO Jen Wong says, quote, "We're sharing daily active users for the first time as a more accurate reflection of our user growth and to be more in line with industry reporting. We're focused on daily usership and increasing that number as we continue to grow our community and scale our advertising business." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.